It seems to me there's been an awful lot of coverage in other media in the last 24 hours or so as I sit at the microphone about Donald Trump giving his first on-camera interview since returning to the White House from supposedly recovering from COVID-19. But Trump may have reached perhaps one of his largest audiences ever earlier in the day, and you won't hear about that in the news. I'm Paul Cross. This is another unscripted, thinking out loud, talk radio style essay. And I'm thinking today about Donald Trump appearing on right-wing talk radio in the United States on Friday and reaching a massive audience where he was unchallenged on anything he wanted to say, and other media, news media, are not treating that appearance as news the way they do and did when he appeared later in the day on Fox News, on TV, or what we used to call TV. It's a subscription channel where I live. All right, let's think about what happened when Trump went on talk radio. It was billed by one of the hosts as the largest radio rally in history. Trump would appear on the Rush Limbaugh show in the afternoon on Friday and was on for about 2 hours. The Rush Limbaugh show is broadcast on more than 600 radio stations in the United States. Trump was allowed to go on and on, received nothing in terms of feedback or questions from the host other than praise for what a great leader he is, how strong he is for recovering, what a great job he's doing, and was given a platform to say anything he wanted without being challenged, questioned, without having to respond to facts, without being asked to clarify anything that had to do with a point of fact. Nothing but praise. And at the end of the show, the host extolled the listener to go out and vote and suggested that based on what they know and what they've heard now, especially hearing the president on the show today, they know there is only one way to vote, and it's to vote for Donald Trump. Trump told the listener during that show that he had not just recovered from COVID, but that he'd been cured. And he spoke again of the drugs he'd been given, and he said they call them therapeutic. I don't call them therapeutic. I call them a cure. It's a cure. This is what he told the American listener over 600 radio stations. And in the same 2 hours almost that he was on the air, Trump also complained about what he calls the lamestream media. Lamestream being the term that people who think they're really cool use when they want to describe mainstream. Now that's pretty rich. You're speaking on a radio talk show carried on 600 radio stations owned by corporate mass media companies. You're using one of the biggest mass media platforms imaginable to suggest there's something wrong with mainstream media. Later in the evening, Trump appears in a live interview on the Mark Levin show. Levin has carried on more than 400 radio stations, as I recall. Again, absolutely unchallenged, allowed to say anything he wanted, received nothing but praise and validation from the host, who concluded his show by saying, "Now that you've heard all this, listener, you know there is only one way to vote." And he didn't specifically say vote Trump, but he said, "You know there is only one way to vote." And he called the listener to action. He said, "You need to download the episode of today's show, and you need to share it, and you need to send it to your friends and family, and you need to let them know this is what we've got to do. And when we win," was one of his phrases about the election, "when we win." No critical analysis, thought, question, justification, verification, challenging on a point. None whatsoever. And of course, this is why Trump went on these shows. Now, let's go back to Limbaugh for just a moment. Limbaugh, one of the long-term right-wing conservative talk show hosts, very intolerant of other people and their opinions. He's been labeled misogynist and racist. All of it. Because of the things he has done on air, the things he has said, things he has written, and those are irrefutable facts. Limbaugh is significant in terms of early support of Trump. Trump recognizes that and appears to feel he owes something to Limbaugh. In fact, you'll recall perhaps that back in February, during the State of the Union address in Washington, in a surprise sort of last-minute addition to the ceremonies, Trump presented the Medal of Freedom to Rush Limbaugh, who was sitting in the gallery, who had, in the days leading up to the State of the Union address, just revealed to his listeners that he has a form of cancer. And Trump praised him during the State of the Union address and gave him the Medal of Honor. That is not a great moment for radio. That's a moment of shame for radio in general. So, 7 months later, here is Trump given an absolutely unfettered, unchallenged, unquestioned platform on Limbaugh's show for 2 hours on 600 radio stations. Now, I'm not sure what the actual ratings are for Limbaugh. You'd have to look at those individual 600 stations and add it up if you wanted to be accurate. There are people claiming it's 50 million. I suspect it's not that high. But it's certainly in the millions. In the millions. Certainly more than he would reach on a television news talk channel. Incredible reach. Then 400 radio stations to repeat the message. Some of the same stations, by the way. 400 stations to repeat what he was saying, although in a shorter time frame, on the Mark Levin show, before later in the day making his first on camera, isn't that important? Print and online and television people are obsessed with what they can see. And so they think that's the important appearance of the day. Huge, huge audience. Incredible reach. Think of the influence. Nothing but the president telling you how right he is, how strong he is, how smart he is, how correct he is, how wrong and corrupt anybody in the opposition is. and cheered on and supported by the host, heard daily in most cases, and loved by the listener to whom they appeal. On those 600 radio stations, in Limbaugh's case, on those 400 radio stations, in Levin's case, Levin. But we get some coverage about his appearance on one TV channel on the same day. Now, I watched for coverage. There was a reporter from CBC. Katie Simpson was tweeting about what Trump was saying on Limbaugh. I would expect a reporter to be doing that. I picked up a couple of tweets from Reggie Cicchini at Global News during the time Limbaugh was having Trump on his show. I thought more reporters, I thought network reporters would be paying attention to what Trump says over this massive platform, to this incredibly huge audience. But apparently not. Right-wing talk radio is influential. It's powerful in the United States. These hosts reach millions of people on hundreds of stations. I think that's newsworthy. I think those appearances bore some more scrutiny and some fact-checking and some tweeting and some reporting. Trump used that platform to advance his cause with his unfettered, unfact-checked propaganda. The hosts praised him for it, encouraged people now to vote, encouraged them to spread the information. But you won't hear that on the news.